Extreme disorder. 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 X1075.
That's the new one from Candlebox called Stand on X1075. Josh Bell, welcome to the studio.
Oh, it's good to be back.
I swear, when you two get together, there's not even any casual introductions. Both of them just start talking about film and not just casually talking about, oh yeah, I like the new Adam Sandler movie. I mean, it is dive straight into the most in-depth storylines and the meaning behind the meaning of the meaning of each film that they're talking about. And it's fascinating to watch you two go back and forth.
Don't you wish disagree. You had something that you were so passionate about, Dave?
No. I do. I just
prefer to remain the dominator on the racetrack and just.
That's right. I'll just dominate on the racetrack and talk about MMA. That's cool with me, man. Let's talk about movies, Josh.
Yes, let's talk about movies.
Can we just dumb it down a little bit for me, though?
I suppose.
I don't think that's necessary.
You know,
you've got okay taste in movies sometimes.
I'll try
okay
and speak slowly.
Taste in...
Well, you do love Bad Boys 2.
I don't love Bad Boys 2.
Now.
I just didn't hate Bad
Come
Boys
on now.
2.
You said you loved that movie.
You said
it was one of your favorite movies.
I
you
did
said
not
the words.
Say that.
You did.
No, I did
yes,
not.
Yes, you did.
You're just making things up
I
now,
did not
Brian.
Make that up.
You are making
did.
That up. I said it was a fun romp that everyone should see because
romp.
It's one of the greatest films of all time. Bam! No, I didn't hate Bad Boys 2.
Boo.
Well, I don't. I have to admit, I didn't see Bad Boys 2.
Well, but you're a lucky man.
Yeah.
Great car chase in that movie.
I saw Bad Boys 1.
Yeah, great car chase in Bad Boys 2, which the car chase is better than both Bad Boys 1 and Bad Boys 2 put together.
Wow.
There's actually a car that falls off of a trailer, catches on fire, and gets caught on a chain, and then starts smashing all over the bridge with Will Smith chasing behind.
Sounds like
very
someone's
cool.
a fan.
Is
well,
it better the car chase.
Is it better than the car chase in The Rock?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That was I think Michael Bay's crowning achievement, at least from what
to
I've
you?
Seen.
To you?
The car chase in The Rock.
See,
not
I,
the rest
I wasn't
of the movie.
A big fan of The Rock.
I wasn't either, but I liked the car chase.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was okay.
The Rock was great.
Yeah, The Rock was all right.
Yeah, not
Sean
great.
Connery.
Yeah, it was okay.
I escaped from prison.
That's pretty good.
It's better than The Island.
So what's out this week?
This week, no Michael Bay movies, but there is the new Adam Sandler movie, You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
God, this looks
See?
Terrible.
And
I was first thing, the title.
Is bad.
Most people would just call it Zohan. You know, traditionally, if you were a traditional movie namer. But he decided to go with a phrase, you don't mess with the Zohan.
I can't think of an instance where I've really enjoyed Adam Sandler playing a character like this. I always like Adam Sandler when he's just being that sort of juvenile, almost acting like himself.
I have the opposite reaction where I don't enjoy Adam Sandler generally doing anything, but I sort of, especially...
You didn't like Billy Madison and you didn't like Happy Gilmore.
I didn't see Billy Madison, but I didn't care for
you
Happy
didn't
Gilmore.
See, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
What,
you didn't see
funny.
Billy Madison or
seen,
Bad Boys 2?
I've seen Billy Madison and have never seen Happy Gilmore. But I've seen every other one.
Blasphemy,
yeah, gentlemen. I've seen tons of Adam Sandler movies. I think my opinion is well-founded. And one of the things that annoys me is that he plays this same character over and over and over again, this kind of, you know, man-child, immature guy who needs to learn some lesson and grow up. And the older he gets, the more annoying it is. And so one of the things that I actually did like about this movie is he plays a very different kind of character. The character is kind of a ripoff of Borat. So
right.
It's not that it's a great character, but at least it's a sort of a departure. For him, he plays this Israeli secret agent who gets tired of killing, and he decides he wants to be a hairdresser. So he fakes his own death, moves to New York City, and becomes a hairdresser. And it's incredibly silly. But what I also liked is I think Sandler recently he does so many of these movies where he's learning lessons, and it's very sappy and very sentimental.
Sure,
and,
like Click, where it's all about the family.
Exactly.
I didn't think that
exactly.
was that terrible.
It was. Yeah, it was.
You hated that?
I
was surprised that it wasn't. Horrible.
It could have been worse. It certainly could have been worse.
And he had unrealistic wife syndrome in that again. What is it with these dudes who could never score a chick like that?
Hold on. Did
Kate
you see
Beckinsale?
The MTV Movie Awards?
What?
Because he won like the Decade Achievement Award
right.
or whatever it's called.
No.
And he actually referenced that, how he has way too hot of girlfriends
in the movies.
And wives in his movies.
He gets another one in this
wow,
one.
Wow, I bet his wife really liked that.
Oh, yeah, and not only is she super hot, but she's like got to be 15 years younger than him as well, because, you know, he's getting up there. But I will say that I found parts of this movie funny. It's way too long, and it doesn't have any structure. It doesn't really go anywhere, and eventually it's just a bunch of random celebrity cameos and the political commentary.
Rob Schneider in it?
Of course Rob Schneider is in it.
And those two guys who are the gay guys in Big Daddy that I don't really know from anything else.
Nick Swardson, is that he?
No, not Nick Swardson.
Well, he's in it.
Did you see Big Daddy?
I didn't see Big Daddy.
Get the hell out of the studio.
I can list you some Sandler movies I've seen if it's necessary.
I want to know which ones you've seen.
I saw Click. I saw 50 First Dates. I saw The Wedding Singer. I saw Happy Gilmore. Mm-hmm. I saw Punch Drunk Love. Rain Over Me. Spanglish.
Mostly artsy.
So you've seen all the crap.
Well, aren't they all crap?
No, you missed all the good ones.
Which are the good ones?
Big Daddy, Happy Gilmore.
Big Daddy was really
I saw
good
Happy
movie.
Gilmore.
Big Daddy was good. Okay, no. Happy Gilmore. Okay, I understand why you didn't like that. But
really, most people tell me that Happy Gilmore is the one I really need to see.
Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
No, I liked Happy Gilmore. I can understand why he didn't.
Okay.
And then
Big Daddy
sucked. What's the what am I thinking of? The golf one.
That's Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Billy Madison. Sorry. There's a lot of names here. And then that's better.
You're a big fan. You didn't see all the good ones.
I think,
wait a minute, just one.
I really feel like
convincing point, Dave. Well done.
I think I've plumbed the depths of Adam Sandler.
Sure.
But I will say, on the spectrum of the ones that I have seen, this was one of the funnier ones, even if it doesn't necessarily hold together as a movie. So I will give it credit for that.
Can I predict his rating?
Yeah,
I'm going to say you gave it 2.5 stars.
You're a smart man.
Two and a half stars.
Yes.
See, I
can read him like a book.
Well done, Josh.
Thank you.
You've been read like a book. How do you feel? You feel dirty.
I feel that I've clearly explained myself well.
Yeah,
if you can
absolutely.
Guess it. That's my goal.
Yeah, is he like a? Does he have superpowers, or what's the deal with
well,
this?
Well, it's not that he has superpowers per se, but the movie is just very unrealistic, and so he essentially does have superpowers, even though he's
like
meant
a super
to just
spy
be
or a super
really,
soldier.
Really good at being a spy, and that was kind of what I liked about it, because it wasn't trying to be real, and it wasn't trying to be Adam Sandler's going to learn a lesson. It was like, here's this dumb character, and he's going to do a bunch of dumb stuff, and hopefully you'll laugh at maybe half of it.
How about that?
Someone likes Adam Sandler.
The music card.
Right.
Okay. What's the other film that you reviewed this week first?
The other big release is the Kung Fu Panda.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Black voicing.
Man, that looks like crap.
I wouldn't say that it's crap. I enjoyed it more than the Sandler movie. It's certainly something that, like, if you have kids, you could take your kids to it and you won't hate it. It's mildly amusing. It's short. It's got Jack Black doing his Jack Black thing. He's the panda. He wants to be a Kung Fu master. No one believes in him, and amazingly, it turns out that they're wrong. He can, in fact, be a Kung Fu master.
Dreams can come true.
I know, and I just ruined the whole movie for you.
Does it really? That's the one thing, is I kind of felt like in the preview that I didn't. There was no reason for Jack Black to be the Kung Fu Panda, or does the Kung Fu Panda act like Jack Black?
No, he pretty much acts like Jack
Black.
Okay,
that's something.
I find Jack Black irritating sometimes, but to me, he just had that right level of Jack Blackness in this movie. And it's not great, but if you especially if you have the kids and they want to see it, I think you won't have a bad time. So
okay.
Out of five?
I give it 3 stars.
3 stars. How about that?
Better than Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Better than Don't Mess, but only marginally.
Okay. Only half a star.
It really depends on the audience, I think.
Is the animation good? Is it very detailed and cool?
It's fine. I think it looks like every other DreamWorks animation movie, though.
Okay.
I mean, you know, Over the Hedge or Shrek or whatever. There's actually this really cool opening sequence that has this sort of more abstractish style that I liked a lot, but it lasts for like 5 minutes, and then it just looks like every other animated movie.
Well, that's cool.
Okay. So that's slightly better.
Slightly better.
If you have kids.
If you have kids, and if you like Sandler, you might like the Zohan. If you don't have kids and you don't like Sandler, stay home. That's my advice.
Coming out on DVD on Tuesday is Jumper with Hayden Christensen,
boo!
Who always sucks, and Samuel L. Jackson, who is,
He will be in a bad movie. He just does not care.
Yeah, he will
they just, as
be
long as they
movie.
Mail him a check, he will go anywhere.
And he's got a ton of movies coming out this year, like 6 of them.
He's always got a ton of movies, and he's got, you know, there's some movie that came out like last week, direct to DVD, starring Samuel L. Jackson, you know?
I saw that.
You saw the movie?
No, I mean, I saw it on the Redbox.
Right, and you know, he'll
got the world's greatest agent. He gets paid $20 million for a direct-to-DVD
movie. But he'll take a $1 million or a $5 million.
It doesn't matter. He'll be in it for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's all good. He'll be in Iron Man for 40 seconds.
Yeah, which was cool.
That was cool.
I finally saw that this last week.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Jumper, not so cool. I would not recommend Jumper.
Bad.
Out of five stars?
2 stars for Jumper. It's not a good movie. Hayden Christensen
just sucks. He's a terrible person who deserves deserves less than most people.
I maintain he was good in Shattered Glass, but that was the only time.
Yeah.
All right, it's time to play Josh Bell Knows Everything. I would say Josh Bell knows a lot about film, but he hasn't seen Happy Gilmore, so I don't know if I can say that.
I have seen Happy
Gilmore. You haven't seen Billy Madison.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you didn't miss much, because that's not a good one.
What?
I don't like Billy Madison.
Hold your tongue, Winch. Mm-hmm. Yes. Good time to use that. All right. We got some Chris Rock tickets. If you beat Josh Bell today at Josh Bell Knows Everything, if you think you know more about film than Josh Bell, you can call us 791-1075. And if you, like I said, if you beat him, you get Chris Rock tickets, which is pretty cool.
He's in the Zohan movie.
Does he
Chris
really?
Rock, yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
791-1075 is the phone number to play Josh Bell Knows Everything. Call now.
You're listening to Extreme Disorder.
Extreme Disorder. X 1075.